Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Steve Jones Show on a draft recap Monday. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve will soon be there from the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, lots of pre-owned inventory. A great selection of pre-owned inventory. A great service department that is there and will get it done for you and your current vehicle, diagnostics, inspections, all of it, they'll get it done for you. And a sales staff that's not just there for the sale, but they're sure to make sure that you get the right car that's right for your future. And that's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. And every Monday show brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, or go to purdyinsurance.com, home, auto, life, business. And I know we're going to have boating down till at least August on Lake Augusta, but you got your boating and RV as well. Get stocked up on that now. That's all at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, or at purdyinsurance.com. We got a lot to get to today as we recap NFL draft weekend. The voice of the Steelers, Bill Hillgrove, going to join us at 3:35. Ruben Frank from NBC Sports Philly, also going to join us at 4:06 today. He's going to squeeze us in right before A.J. Brown meets with the media in Philly at 4:30. So big thanks to Rube for squeezing us in and joining us before he goes on that press conference there with one of the newest Eagles in A.J. Brown. And let's just start there with the Eagles and what Howie Roseman pulled off Thursday night. We get a chance to get back into that on Friday. So what he did Thursday night just absolutely was magnificent in getting A.J. Brown. Came out of absolute nowhere. And when I looked at this, I had a feeling that the Titans probably were going to find a way to get rid of A.J. Brown because they simply didn't want to pay him. Why? I get, but I don't agree with. How about that? I get the wide receiver market's been insane this offseason. If you don't want to pay, then obviously you move on. They get Treylon Burks from Arkansas with the Eagles' 18th pick that they get in the trade. But to me, if you got the guy, just pay him and just do it. He's been so key to their success as well, the Titans, the last couple of seasons, that I still just don't get the move, other than you don't want to pay him if you're the Titans. But you know what? It works in the Eagles' favor. And it's not like he's getting an outrageous – it's a big contract, but it's nothing outrageous that we've seen some of, from these other receivers this offseason. It's a four-year, $100 million deal. He's got 57 of it guaranteed, so he's got more than half guaranteed. But I've seen worse. And for Howie Roseman to pull off the trade and then get that deal done under the gun to extend him, I have not seen anything like that. That's really impressive work. And you got two big guys now on the outside for the Eagles, and Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts are best friends, so he's excited to be here. I know the Eagles were a running team, and I think they should still keep it that way, but you got two guys now that you can improve yourself in the red zone, I think, because that hasn't been great lately the last couple of seasons. You have two guys that you can throw the ball up to, and your play-action game is so much better. So if the Eagles can continue to run the ball as well as they did last year into next year, whew, possibilities are endless for the Eagles offense. Now, defensively, still a lot to be desired. You didn't get a corner or a safety, which I think could have been done in the sixth round. They ended up getting Grant Calcaterra from SMU, the tight end, who I think it sounds like is going to have a shot to compete for the number two job. But you already have a guy in Tyron Jackson who sure has been able to stay healthy, but if he can't stay healthy, I think he's got the potential to be a number two and even be a star with the Eagles with his athletic ability that we saw in the preseason last year. So I guess if you don't know his health, maybe you try to bring this guy in and see what he can do. He was very productive with SMU, it looks like. 79 career receptions, 1,100 yards, 13 touchdowns in his career. But Tariq Castro-Fields was on the board at the time. He ended up going to San Francisco. I would have liked to have seen him in the Eagle uniform. So that might that'd be one of my only two gripes I've got with guy. And this second gripe's not really even a gripe. It's more or less you just have to see what happens and if it actually goes in the Eagles' favor, and that's with N'Kobe Dean. But you know what? I'm okay with taking that risk, especially with how far he fell. And we didn't get a whiff of what was going on with N'Kobe Dean with his injury issues that came up all of a sudden until that happened, until he kept falling. So it's one thing to maybe pass on him at 51. Okay, I can understand that. They still got a center in Cam Jurgens from Nebraska, who, of course, Steve will probably tell you, too, I think is going to be a good heir pair to Jason Kelce. I know you got Landon Dickerson, but you know what? You can keep him at guard. You have him still can be at center sometimes if needed when it comes to depth purposes. You have this kid that maybe can come in and learn under Jason Kelce. You got Isaac Seumalo. You got Jordan Mailata. That's a good core for the Eagles to have. So I know a lot of people didn't like that pick at 51. I thought it was a smart move. I thought it was a good pick by the Eagles there. And then getting back to N'Kobe Dean, then he falls to the third round at 83 where the Eagles are. And you know what? That's at a point where if you can get a guy first-round value despite some of the injury concerns, you take that chance. I'm sorry. You just do. So I give Howie a B+. This was a good weekend for Howie Roseman in this Eagles draft, Steve. The Steelers, though, not so much in my opinion.
Eagles overreached on almost every pick. No, I'm just kidding. just joking. I just want to see how you're going to react. I'll tell you the pick of all the picks he made, the N'Kobe Dean pick.
Yeah, just finished talking about that.
Was a big-time pick for them. I mean,
yep.
Big time. Big time. I think really smart. I give him a lot of credit on that. The Davis pick, as you know, I'm like... neutral on Davis. I think Davis is a run stopper. He is not a good pass rusher. And again, when I watched him have to extend himself in the SEC championship game, they ran him out of gas. It was like, that's not a good sign because the NFL, I always talk all the time about, well, the good teams aren't in close games. That's the problem. You're in the National Football League now. They are all close games. All of them are. And by the way, even when they aren't close games, you're still out there playing. Right? It's only 45 of you. You're going to have to play. So that's part of it. But the Dean pick and getting A.J. Brown, I realize Brown kind of just wiggled his way out of. That's essentially what he did. I mean, Brown was in the same category as Hill and Adams in that they were big salary cap hits for the teams they were with. So the teams they were with went in a different direction to save money. Now, that can benefit certain people. It benefited A.J. Brown because he got the contract he was hoping for with Philadelphia. It benefited, for example, a guy like Jordan Stout because Sam Cook is, I think, the third highest salary cap hit of any punter in the league. Well, now they're going to get a really good one, but they're going to get him on a fourth-round rookie number. So it benefits Jordan Stout.
I'm still amazed he went that high as a punter. I get he's the best punter, but that's the first time I've seen somebody go that high.
Why? What did you want him to do? Pick Jalen Hurts? I mean, come on. it is, he does everything you want. As I said, he'd be the first kicker off the board. I said that back in January. He'd be the first kicker off the board. Because I talked to a couple of people with the NFL, and that's what they were telling me. I'm like, okay, makes sense. You know, because you end up running into enough people along the way that just in casual conversation you talk with. You're talking about 46-yard average, big-time hang time, kickoffs, everything's out of the end zone, and he can hold. He'll be the holder for Tucker. He'll take a lot of pressure off Tucker. A lot. Man, you just pick the person you think is going to help you the most. We don't do everything your way. As for the Steelers, the pick that is the mystery pick is going to be Pickens. Pickens brings with him a world of talent. There's no question he's a big-time talent. He's also been injury-prone his entire career at Georgia. Now, the ACL thing, you can't help. That happens. But he's been injury-prone his entire career at Georgia, and the off-the-field stuff. This is not America's most mature individual. And he's not exactly going to a mature room. That doesn't help either. I know everybody feels that in their culture they can get you to be their way. But that's one where I sit back and go, I'm not so sure. By the way, Justin Ross out of Clemson, who was, I mean, 2018, he had a postseason to remember. He had, I think, a dozen catches, 301 yards, three touchdowns. It's 25 yards a catch. He was phenomenal. It was his freshman year. And then spinal surgery, foot surgery. So he didn't get drafted at all. He ended up signing today with the Kansas City Chiefs. Interesting. Does Pickens have a lot of great talent? He is a very talented player. But there's too many injuries and too much off-the-field stuff to sit back and examine when it comes to him, where I think it's a problem. It's a problem worth looking at. We got Bill Hillgrove today. We got Reuben Frank today. Again, I look at very quickly. The trade for Brown was big time. It gets you a number one. The pick of Davis is going to be interesting because I think he's an excellent run stopper, but against the pass, not so great. And again, stamina is an issue with him. And I think the Dean pick was just an off-the-charts pick. At that spot in the draft, I thought that was an off-the-charts pick by Philadelphia. I think you look in the East, I feel like Philadelphia was number one in drafting in the East, no question. And you got to include Brown in the trade. I think the Giants would be two. Washington would be three. I thought Dallas was four.
Exactly how I would put it.
So, we got a lot to talk about today because there's a couple things that happened with the transfer portal that we've got to talk about.
Yeah. We do.
I think eventually this will settle itself down, but CBS, by the way, has already put out its mock first round. 2023. Will Anderson of Alabama going first. C.J. Stroud going third. Will Levis going fifth. Bryce Young going seventh. Jordan Addison going to the Steelers. He has at 11. Miles Murphy to the Eagles at 13. That means they have no confidence in the Eagles' season coming up. Let's see. What else he got here? He's got Joey Porter Jr. of Penn State going at 26. Spencer Rattler at 27. Joey Porter going to Seattle, by the way. And yeah, six quarterbacks in the first round next year. How about that? Huh? All right.
Sure. Listen, I love the draft. These day after for next year are stupid.
Surprised he didn't have a quarterback going to Philadelphia. All right.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor! Hey.
If he fouls up, it's going to be on him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no more excuses now. No question.
He
no
fouls up,
question.
It's on him. He's got two top receivers, he's got a top tight end, he's got a good running back, he's got a good offensive line. It comes down now to him. All right, take a break. Come back with more in a moment. Great to have you with us today. You will hear some talk, a little bit about Jordan Addison, but more on Isaiah Wong the University of Miami. More on him than Addison. Addison's all rumors, right? I haven't even seen his name in the transfer portal. Have you?
First time I'm hearing it.
About Addison? You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, no. I knew about Addison. Yeah.
God, I feel like I'm back to the first 2 years of the show. All right.
Sorry, I got my stuff mixed up. Yeah.
Do we have a staff meeting today?
No, that's tomorrow.
You're already mentally so out of whack by the possibility of it, you're just not there.
That's a good point.
You gotta be like Mertzie. Don't pay attention. All right. You're on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
May is National Military Appreciation Month. During the month of May, we will honor, recognize, and appreciate all the men and women who have served and are still serving our great country. The United States remains the land of the free and home of the brave because of their selfless service and sacrifice. From all of us at Purdy Insurance, thank you for serving our country and protecting our freedoms.
All right, Bill Hillgrove in the next half hour. Reuben Frank at 4:06 today is... We talk about a bunch of guys that have never played a single down in the NFL. I've tried to keep Matt as calm as possible.
At least I'll be distracted by the Sixers tonight.
That's a big problem because with Embiid out, in fact, I don't even think Embiid made the trip to Miami at all.
That is correct. Earliest he can come back is game three, but no Kyle Lowry tonight for Miami.
They don't need him. All right. Have you looked at your roster?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But all the pressure's on Miami tonight. There's no pressure on the Sixers at all, to be frank with you. They're playing with house money the opening two games.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show is brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, motorcycle, boat, whatever the insurance needs may be, they'll do everything they can to save you money. Sometimes that's in bundles. Sometimes it's the ability where the law provides to go over state lines to do it. But they will find you the best price whenever possible. And they'll update policies, take care of everything. They're the pros in insurance. It is Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And we are in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors. Wharf Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 Hummel's Wharf. Ford Kia Hyundai. Best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory, all with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. And a great service department that takes care of routine inspections, diagnostics, whatever it may be, they handle it all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. All right, I want to get into Isaiah Wong for a moment. There's been a lot of talk about Jordan Addison at Pitt, and that the rumors were running around this weekend that if Addison puts his name in the transfer portal, he could have had a six-figure deal at an SEC school. Oh, wait, he can get a seven-figure deal at USC. What is interesting is that if you look in the transfer portal, Jordan Addison's name is not in the transfer portal. It's not there. So there's been a lot of rumors, but there's nothing to back up the rumors that he's leaving. So that's why I want to stay away from that for the moment, only because it's only fair to not delve into something that with him is just a rumor. The situation with Isaiah Wong, the basketball player at Miami, is not. He put it out there late last week, I think it was on Friday, that I would put my name into the transfer portal if I didn't get a better NIL deal at Miami. Now, it should be pointed out he elected not to enter the transfer portal in the end. He's going to keep his name in the NBA draft while maintaining his college eligibility, so it leaves open the option to return to Miami. But he should do that. He should check out and see where he fits. You know, he could probably pick up along the way, if he decides to go back, some interesting information that can make him a better player. No issue with that. He and his representative spoke with LifeWallet CEO John Ruiz to discuss their differences surrounding his current agreement. Both sides will continue their partnership moving forward. Ruiz wrote on Twitter, "I'm glad that Isaiah Wong did not enter the portal. He's a great youngster and his mom is amazing. The deal remains the same, however. As I said, day one, I will help him get other NIL deals." Wong has been assured that his LifeWallet agreement complies with NCAA regulations for student athletes in Florida state law. Adam Pappas, who's Wong's NIL agent, told ESPN that Wong wanted his NIL deal to be more properly to reflect his importance to Miami, or he was going to enter the portal. If Isaiah and his family don't feel that the NIL number meets their expectations, they will be entering the transfer portal while maintaining his eligibility in the NBA draft. Ruiz acknowledged, by the way, that Isaiah Wong is under contract and he would not renegotiate the deal. Ruiz, by the way, has 111 deals signed and or pending with Hurricane Athletes to promote his companies, LifeWallet and Cigarette Racing. Ruiz said, "I can tell you he was treated very fairly. It's not a small contract." Now, what happened is that Nigel Pack from Kansas State transferred to Miami. And his NIL deal in the transfer ended up being $800,000 over 2 years plus a car. The deal was funded by Ruiz. That's why Isaiah Wong did this. All right. So Isaiah Wong played in the Philadelphia Catholic League at Bonner. Third team All-ACC selection. Don't look at this. He's a two-time All-ACC selection. He was third team each year. So he's an All-ACC selection, but not first team. So let's talk about value for a moment. Value is, of course, what... Is it John Ruiz? I just want to make sure. Yes, it's John Ruiz. So value is what John Ruiz and Isaiah Wancom do an agreement on. But let's talk real-world value for a moment. Let's talk about real-world value for a moment. And we'll use him as an example only because he put his name out there. And look, he made a mistake by doing that. Like that, I'm, you know, the threat of whatever. What that does is it draws in impropriety in the NCAA. They actually would look at it. And I think he was finally advised of like, you shouldn't do this. But let's talk about real-world value for a moment. Okay. Did any of you buy a ticket to see Isaiah Wong play in the Bryce Jordan Center this year? Did any of you know that Isaiah Wong played in the Bryce Jordan Center this year? Did you even know he played? Nobody out there listening to us right now bought a ticket to watch him play. They bought tickets to watch Penn State play. They may have bought tickets specifically to watch John Hara play. They may have bought tickets specifically to see Jalen Pickett play or Seth Lundy or Miles Dredd or whatever, okay? Or you may have bought a ticket to see the ACC Challenge to see Penn State play Miami. Oh, that's right, front of the jersey. Okay. But you didn't buy it. There's not a single person listening to us right now that bought a ticket to see Isaiah Wong play basketball at the Jordan Center. Now, maybe there's some people down in the Jersey, Philly area that may have come up because that's where he's a Jersey kid. So maybe. But let's be serious. Was he the best player on the floor that night? No. John Harrod, 16. Wardenburg at 14. Cam McGusty didn't do much in the first half. And boom, he started hitting some shots in the second half. Wong was 4-12 in the game. He had 12 points. Was he a pivotal player in Miami getting to the Elite Eight? Yes. He averaged 17 a game. Third team All-ACC, second straight year. But he was as much a reason for them getting to the Elite Eight because his agent put out specifically, you know, that he led them to the Elite Eight. Well, no, not really. He was part of a big reason why they got to the Elite Eight, along with McGusty, and Charlie Moore, and Wong. They were the three of the key guys that got them there, but Wong didn't carry them. All right, so now let's talk about real-world value. He plays for the University of Miami. Where does he fit in the draw of Miami athletes? Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero. I mean, the Miami Heat are the number one seed in the NBA East. Where does he rank against those guys in the same market? I haven't even gotten to the Dolphins yet. I think Tyreek Hill comes to town. He's got more cachet just by walking into town. Mike Gesicki. They all have more cachet than he does. And people may complain about Tua Tagovailoa, but he's got more cachet. Isaiah Wong is like so far down the list in his own city. His own city. Well, a guy like that, he's a big reason why the ACC has the TV cut. No, they negotiated that when he was in high school. So, no. There's not a single dime that could be associated with what he did. Well, the NCAA made it to the Elite Eight. The NCAA contract, no, it was done when he was in grade school. So, he hasn't attendance. They averaged 4,200 a game, which means half the building was empty. So he's not even selling out games. Highest attendance they had was North Carolina, and I think it's because North Carolina came to town. again, this is where we're getting a little bit out of whack with this. I want every athlete to capitalize on their name, image, and likeness. I think that's great. I think it's great to give them an opportunity to get some cash. That's great. Okay? Publicly threatening that I'm out of here unless I get a better deal, that's where it crosses the line. That's where it crosses the line with me. Like, I'm going to threaten to leave if I don't get a better NIL deal on top of the exhibit because this guy transferred in and got a better deal? See, what's happening is this. Let's take, for example, Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett was the first-round pick of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Kenny Pickett finished out, I think it was his sixth year at Pitt. His NIL deal, I think, came to somewhere around $100,000. Do you want to know why it wasn't more, Matt? Matt fell asleep.
Because he's at Pitt?
Because he wasn't in the transfer portal. All these things were done. Notice how what Isaiah Wong's agent, I'm not saying it's the kid. It sounds like it was the agent pushing this. Notice what his agent said. If he doesn't get the deal he needs or represents him, we're going to the transfer portal. With the idea is that I'm going to go in the portal and I'm going to get more money. Now it becomes a bidding war for his services. See what I'm saying?
And Kenny that's Pickett exactly what we needed to avoid with this.
Kenny Pickett stayed at Pitt, $100,000 NIL deal for a guy that ended up being the 20th pick in the draft, being the ACC Player of the Year, first team All-American, everything that goes with it, you know, or one of the All-American teams, whatever it may be. Kenny Pickett had a great year. But his deal is for $100,000. Because he stayed put. It's the guys that are going into the transfer portal that are now looking around saying, hey, you come here. That's like the Jordan Addison rumors, and they're only rumors. See, I'm trying to be fair to Jordan Addison here. I mean, he has said nothing about anything. And so I'm trying to be fair about him. But the rumor is if he went to an SEC school in the portal, he'd get six figures. The rumor is that if he went to USC, it would be seven figures. Why? His name's in the transfer portal. Being in the transfer portal creates a potential, quote, bidding war. Is that what we want now? Is that what it's about? Because there's a combination of the portal and name, image, and likeness. And the Isaiah Wong threat, and again, this sounds more like his agent than him. I mean, I'm sure if I pull Adam Fisher aside, because Adam, of course, coached him. I believe Adam recruited him to Miami, as a matter of fact. He probably would tell you what a great family and what a great kid he is. And he's a good look, he's a good college basketball player. Don't get me wrong. He's a very, very good college basketball player. Is he the greatest college basketball player I've ever seen? Nope. But he's important to what Miami wants to do. No question. And Jim Larrañaga has no say in this as the coach at all. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Nada. He cannot be involved. But it is the threat of the transfer portal where where his agent is trying to get him more money. And the idea if he goes into the transfer portal, he'll be able to do what the Pac kid did. He goes from Kansas State to Miami. He gets a two-year, $800,000 deal plus a car. Really? Is this how we want it to be? I think that we are probably a year and a half, 2 years into this, that we'll see it finally settle down. into what it probably was meant to be. But right now, this past weekend, just with the Addison rumors, and they're only rumors, and the open threat, which he then had to withdraw eventually, of Isaiah Wong saying, hey, I'm in the transfer portal if I don't get a better deal, because he didn't like the deal the other kid got. That's where we are? It was a bad weekend for college sports because of one that was absolutely open and one that was filled with rumor and innuendo. You know, you look at Sean Clifford, he's formed his own agency, that's entrepreneurship. One of the gymnasts on the Penn State men's gymnastics team, he's got six figures worth of TikTok followers all over the place. It's kind of like you. No?
Okay. Yeah, I'm not even close.
And then Ishan Jigiasi. Ishan Jagiasi for the men's basketball team is a walk-on. He's got all sorts of, I think he's got six figures. He's got thousands of TikTok followers. I think he promotes bath salts or something like that. I'm sitting like going, wow. My depth of understanding of the Instagram and TikTok thing, if I'm talking about that, I am not talking to you with any sense of depth whatsoever, because I don't know. I am out of my depth when it comes to the ability to make money from doing that. So I give the young people all the credit in the world for doing it. But that's fine if that's what they're doing. I have no problem with that. Zero. But when you have, now again, his representative, I think that's where this is coming from. But you sit back and you say, that's not how this is supposed to work. Wait, I'm out of here if I don't get a better deal. What's Jim Larrañaga supposed to do? He can't do anything about it. Miami can't do anything about it. Right? You just sit back and shake your head like, this is where we've come to in college sports? Really? Wow. And again, I'm all for young people making money from their name, image, and likes. I'm all for it. But now when you're threatening, you're threatening. Feel like I'm in one of our staff meetings. Steelers, by the way, declined the fifth-year option on Devin Bush. Can't blame them. All right. We'll come back. More in a moment. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Reuben Frank on the lackluster Eagles draft. No.
Wrong PA team.
Except for A.J. Brown, which one's performed well in the NFL?
Fair.
I'm just having fun with you. You know that. They really did. You know, the Eagles really stole the draft. They really did. We'll see how it pans out now, but in terms of the, you put it down on that piece of paper. Man, that piece of paper looks pretty good, doesn't it? Huge win for the Eagles. Now, of course, it has to translate on Sundays, but they've given themselves a better chance. Meanwhile, they got A.J. Brown and the Steelers got George Pickens.